My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, where we will be broadcasting tomorrow. Some with hats, some without hats, backwards hats. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Jaden Daniels, 10 carries, 44 yards yesterday, was sacked 5 times, took a hit to the ribs on a scramble, had to leave the game, had the wind knocked out of him, but he came right back on the field, completed his next pass to Terry McLaurin on a nice play. How troubled are you by the hits you've seen so far? Do you think he lasts the season?
It's a little bit alarming, but look, the Commanders knew this going in. They know that he's not going to sit back in the pocket and dissect defenses. They know he's going to use his legs and get out and run and create offense with his legs. It's part of the reason they drafted him at number 2
True.
Overall. So you just have to cross your fingers and hope that he stays upright.
If he's going to be running 10 to 15 times a game, which so far in 2 weeks he has.
Right.
Yes, he's going to get hit hard and going to miss time. And it's not just because he's a runner. Quarterbacks have – the NFL has set the record for quarterbacks missing starts the last 2 years. 69 2 years ago, 67 mm-hmm. last year. It's going to continue.
You just have to hope that if he does miss time, it's not extended, that it's minor, and maybe he can hold up.
I'm going to bank
with his
on
wiry
this.
Frame.
I'm going to bank on – a little bit of luck, and the fact that this kid played 55 games in college, and he's taken big hits before. Granted, the NFL is another level. I think he's going to surprise us and hopefully hold up. But obviously, you don't want him to take rib shots like that over and over.
That's a little scary.
Not a formula for success. But he is a tough kid who does. If he had a track record of injury, I would be more concerned.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about him that he kind of takes these hits and he bounces right back up, typically.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can call us in the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Just looking at the early poll results, will Jaden Daniels last the season the way he's getting hit? 39% yes. Most people don't believe he will. It's very easy to compare him to RG3. I think they are pretty similar, and RG3 didn't hold up. I don't know if Jaden Daniels will be able to. When Dan Quinn was on this show, he didn't seem super concerned about the way that Jaden Daniels slides. He said he's just got to get down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we saw that much of that yesterday. He exposes himself a lot.
Well, there were two runs where
he got out of bounds.
He made a point, though,
yes.
of going for that. Like, he looked to go out of bounds, and he was like, nope, I need another 4 yards. And so Listen.
And one of them was a great first down.
Yep.
Yeah, and the other one was just barely short.
And he knew they needed it. Like, he wasn't just going to slide at that point. He's like, we need this first down.
I'll be honest with you, I'm a little selfish.
That's going to get it.
I kind of like it when he goes for it.
Yeah.
I'm a little selfish.
Well, yeah, you just hold your breath.
Yeah.
I told you, he's going to pop up. The red zone issues, I would run more creative stuff with Jaden Daniels because I think he's your best playmaker. 800-636-1067. We have Dan Quinn talking about this yesterday.
Now, I wouldn't say I had concerns. I mean, it's obviously going to be a story that, you know, we're going to keep working through. We don't want the hits. So I'll look at the tape and, you know, probably have a better assessment for you on that tomorrow. I think probably in this one, there was four that were called that he could have a read off of it, one that he checked into. So I'll take a look and have a sense for that. But yeah, he was good to go.
He's got 26 carries already for 132 yards. He's going to rush the ball as long as he's healthy 8 to 10 times per game.
Yeah.
That's going to be his usage.
Maybe he'll just get better week to week at not taking the hits.
Right. I think it's going to be random.
But there's going to be times
where he gets slaughtered.
Yeah.
It's just part of the position.
Guys, it's been back-to-back games where he's taken huge hits. First game, his helmet flew off. That game, his gets crushed in his ribs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they want him to run, and he's dynamic, but Lamar doesn't get hit like that. Russell Wilson never got hit like that on scrambling. He has to do a better job of protecting himself. I don't care if it's third down, and you got to play the season out. You can't give up your ribs on a shot like that. You have to get down. They are worthless without him.
He's not going to last the season if he continues to take hits like that.
It just won't work.
It's not sustainable.
If Jeff Driscoll's in, you make a good argument. And Drabby,
you just got to base it on history, how NFL quarterbacks just get pummeled all the time now over the last 2 years.
That's definitely true. But I'm basing also his history of staying healthy.
Okay, if he gets hit in the pocket and somebody rolls up on him, okay, there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
Taking a shot 15 yards down the field because you're not getting down or you're not protecting yourself properly, that's an issue.
It's a big issue.
And it was a knock against him coming out of college. There weren't many knocks, right?
When everybody looked
at the film, people thought he could make all the throws.
His nickname was Johnny Knoxville.
The one knock was he takes
some big hits.
Spectacular hits.
But I do think the kid's tough.
I mean, yeah, he is tough. But you, I mean.
And he just, I don't know.
But if you got three broken ribs, I don't care how tough you are.
I agree.
He won't be able to play. He is tough. He's a tough SOB.
If he was ever going to break his ribs, he would have broken him there.
You don't know that. That doesn't mean anything.
I mean,
the next hit, he
could
break his ribs.
He took a pretty direct shot to the ribs with a helmet.
Maybe he's got iron ribs.
He's got Wolverine's ribs.
Listen, all I could tell you is that I'm a little bit in the moment.
When he gets up, first down.
You know what?
That's the way Bickle is. See, when he takes a big hit, Bickle's like, and then he gets up, pops up, you're like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Of course.
Let's
do it again.
Yes.
Let's do it again.
Look, it's part of the deal. It's impossible to play the football game and be a running quarterback and not get hit. Maybe Lamar's never taken a hit like that. I don't know. You say so, sure, I'll believe you. But
he's just saying it happens less frequently. Of course he has.
Yeah.
Look, there's already quarterbacks out. Jordan Love's out. I mean, quarterbacks
two starters
miss time.
Out.
Okay, but Jordan Love got rolled up on.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm telling you, Lamar.
I know. What I'm
like
saying
that.
Is Jason's argument is it happens all quarterbacks. Yes, quarterbacks. But this particular quarterback seems to expose himself more than others.
I agree. But I'm sized for the first down. I need the first down.
I agree.
I'm sorry. I want the first down.
I'm team drive, stay alive. And if he gets injured, so be it.
I don't want him to be injured.
Quarterbacks get injured every single week.
I'm banking on toughness.
Every week I get injured.
Luck.
So roll the die the entire season?
This guy, dice roll.
I know there's going to be recoil.
Roll him, team. Roll him.
I know there's going to be recoil when I mention this, but... Because a career can be shortened. But if you've got Cam Newton, you got to run him, right?
Yeah.
Now, they're different.
Correct.
I'll take 10 years.
Cam Newton would not have been a successful quarterback if he took
Cam
away the running and taken
Carolina.
Away the hits.
10 years?
Yeah, pretty long run long. There.
8 years?
8 or 9, I think.
If you could promise me, Jaden, 10 years, and then he's just washed up,
right.
I'll take it. But 10 years is silly? I'll take it.
Of course you would take
selfishly.
That.
Selfishly.
You take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jonathan in Alexandria. Jonathan, what's up?
I'm team run Jaden. Run Jaden, run.
I'm team get me that first down.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah, Drab, I think you got it exactly right. He's got to protect himself and slide better on downfield plays. But my concern, they drafted him because he can dodge tackles in the pocket. I mean, they knew with this offensive line that he was going to be running for his life. You couldn't have somebody back there who's a true pocket passer, or that person would actually be getting killed. So I think that the line's got to protect better, but we're going to see him take some shots, and hopefully he can divorce himself from the hubris of his slight size taking these big shots down the field. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Does Kyler get crushed like that?
I don't know.
I feel like Kyler finds a way to evade the big hits.
He
runs very vertical.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tall guy. Yeah. It's the nature of it, you know.
It's direct hits.
No, they
at least
are.
Like with I feel like with Kyler, Lamar, yeah. even Allen's bigger, but just with them, they get hit, but it's not. It's more slight. It's not head on. It's not a car crash.
Doesn't seem as impactful.
It seems like every game Jaden Daniels is in a car crash.
Yeah. Josh Allen has car crashes, but he's delivering the blows.
I know. That's what I'm saying is that he's bigger.
Yeah, durable.
But yeah, Jaden seems to be every game he can't avoid a car crash.
It's a concern.
Which happened to RG3. It's a very similar narrative to RG3.
RG3, it was like tore his ACL.
I know.
I mean, that wasn't, I mean... It was like a weird tackle.
Too.
He did take big hits, but that's not what took him out. What took him out was the
fluky diving.
Trust me, kind of.
I was doing this when I saw Jaden Daniels lying on the turf. I was doing this.
Yeah.
You're throwing your breath out?
Yeah. Of course you were.
Breath holding.
It wasn't even about the Commanders. It's about his fantasy team, be honest.
Trust me, it's
your initial thought was the
Commanders
fantasy team.
It's about a lot of different things, JP. There's a lot of moving parts.
But I know you.
There's a lot of breath holding. Mm-hmm. Then I saw Driscoll and said, well, he's only going to be in for one play. And then Jaden Daniels pops right back out. He's good.
Listen, some guys are injury prone. Some guys aren't. So far, not injury prone.
You're jinxing your guy.
I don't believe in jinxes. There's no jinx.
Jinx
is correct. You're cracked so far.
I'm just stating
so far.
A fact.
Oh man, I don't
I'm
like
stating
that.
A fact. That doesn't mean he's not going to get injured
I don't
ever.
Love that.
But
he's
like
been very
injury prone.
Okay, but he's
like
been
repeatedly injured.
This is a totally different level. You're talking about bigger, faster guys hitting them, not.
I know, but they're pretty strong and
not
big
guys
and
at
a lot of NFL guys.
Guys at Washington State.
Okay, but at SEC country, there's a lot of NFL guys.
But it's not. These are 100% NFL guys.
I know. Listen, it's a concern.
It should be. Yeah.
It's a concern, but I need those first downs. I need the dubs.
I need stats.
You got to ride them like the.
I need the dubs.
You
got to
ride them like Ron did Cam Newton.
Yeah. You know how they just chew up, spit out running back. They don't care. They just give them all the wear and tear.
Sure.
I don't really want to do that with Jaden, but I need the dubs. I need the first down.
He wasn't drafted number two because he's a sit-in-the-pocket passer.
I need my quarterback to have some freaking balls.
He's got those.
Hey, you know what we need? This is what we need. We need someone from DeMatha or Good Counsel, high school football player. Every Monday he comes in when we recreate Jaden's biggest hit on all you guys.
Oh, no. We're 100.
I'm not volunteering for that.
You take the hit.
Just because you're rocking blue hair.
You take it with your blue hair.
Then all of a sudden you want us to get tackled
you take
by
the hit.
Like an all-met linebacker? No, thank you.
Yeah. I would snap in half at this point. I hit golf balls yesterday and I can't stand up.
If they want to come in and tackle B-Mitch, they can be our guest. Not tackling these guys.
No, they're going to tackle Mike Moore.
Yeah, let Mar take it.
That's who they're going to tackle.
Reggie, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How you going to buy a Corvette and then scared to drive it? Come on, man. Like, I worry about him more in the pocket than I do outside the pocket. Yeah, you got to protect yourself a little bit. But, I mean, 24, he's a kid, I didn't say kid, but, man, he's in peak physical condition. I worry about the hits he take inside the pocket. Some of the hits he took, man, I'm worried about somebody falling on his leg, the Jordan Love injury. Mm-hmm. Outside the pocket, I'm not worried about him outside the pocket. He took a couple of hits, but nothing that was, like, earth-shattering. I'm going to say you can tell that the wind was knocked out of him because I almost had a tear come out of my eye when he was on the ground. But then when he got up, and I was like, okay, that might be the
win. Hey, Reggie.
Yeah.
Welcome to Run Jaden Run team right over here.
Man, we have to run.
Welcome to the team, my man.
No, he's got to run.
We got plenty of openings.
He's got to run. He just has to be better at not taking the big hits.
I totally agree with that.
I know, but if I need that first down? I need to get there.
Well, die for it.
So, all right, fine. I'm good with that.
Just get on the ground
right
before you
might
get hit.
Might have to go head first, though.
Yeah, that's what he does. He barrel rolls.
Right.
He doesn't
slot. I think because he wants those extra yards.
I agree.
I think he knows what he's doing.
More yardage equals better.
I'm team a little bit scared, but I'm team keep doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
What's your best chance to win?
Yep.
Yeah. Mike. Chesapeake.
By the way, you've turned the corner on. Remember, you didn't think they would have as much running from Jaden Daniels.
No, I thought the running would be breaking down, the stuff just breaking down, which I've seen a lot of.
How many of
those? But they're designing runs and doing options.
Which I guess I just didn't add up.
What was there, 3 to 4 designs yesterday?
Yeah, it wasn't like a ton.
It wasn't a ton yesterday.
Yeah. I actually wish there was a couple zone reads or whatever you want to call them where he should have kept it.
I wanted them to run more yesterday.
Yeah. They gave one or two to B-Rob, or B-Rob got smoked right behind the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to keep it and run.
Wanted more.
He's faster.
I was getting
Brian.
Greedy.
800-636.
That's because you need those touchdowns for our bet, which you haven't paid me yet.
1067 is the number for you to chime in. Are you worried about Jaden Daniels taking all of these hits?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Talking about the crowd, I got a couple of texts from our pal Mo from Largo, and he said he was in the upper deck, and it was majority full, despite what some people say. And he said Commanders fans were in full effect. I haven't seen that much of a home team presence in a while. That was my impression watching the game on TV. Like, we've seen these games where there's 30,000 Giants fans or 30,000, well, hell, probably 40,000 Eagles fans. Definitely half full of Cowboys fans. But it seemed like it was a good presence for Commanders
fans. You know what? It's something we should debate later this week or open it up to callers at some point. Maybe Drab or somebody could put it on the outline. What's the fan experience been like so far? Now, that was only one game, right. But with the, have you felt the upgrades?
A couple people also, people tweeted that they did feel like it was a better experience.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's always better when you win. Right. It is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chiniga Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. After the game, there was game balls given. Of course, Quinn gave the game ball to Seibert. Mm-hmm. Is that how we pronounce his name?
Austin Seibert. Yep.
See, when I read it, I thought it was Seibert.
Seibert.
And then Josh Harris gave game balls to Quinn and Peters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw they were sized.
Here's Dan Quinn after the game talking about the lessons that were learned from this game. Of course, today's to tell the truth Monday, so we'll learn even more.
Right.
You love to tell the truth Monday.
Well, it's just such a stupid idea.
Coach, obviously you want touchdowns every time you get down the field, but
yes.
How much encouragement can you take out of 7 scoring drives in one game?
I think the other part that I can take out is just the time of possession. You know, that's what happens in those moments. We wanted to be aggressive. We had some fourth down opportunities that we were going to go. And so we thought that was, we wanted to play fast and start fast. At the end of it, you're right. And I thought the penalties were, you know, the real story that knocked us out of some, you know, from plays when you're, hey, it's two downs from here, or, you know, a penalty that could knock you out. Now you're looking at a completely different situation. But I thought those were things that we've got to be able to clean up. You've heard me say before, the combative ones, you know, we're going to continue to teach and go with. But pre or post snap, those are the ones that we got to get out of our game. And so we'll work hard to do that.
I just love that the Giants lost in historic, just back-breaking fashion. They're the second team in NFL history to score 3 touchdowns, allow 0 touchdowns, and lose a game. Fantastic.
Well, they had the worst break in history.
Well, that's, you know what? That's part of football.
It is.
You got to deal with the breaks. And
the percentage of that happening, especially on the opening kick.
But Daboll knew his kicker 1%. He knew his kicker was compromised heading into the game.
I know.
Didn't have a backup plan. That's on Daboll. That's poor coaching.
Yeah, but he would have been fine if he wasn't running down the field. He would have been able to kick.
Okay. Tell the truth Monday. The truth is we got lucky to win. The truth is
so take that though.
We will. The offensive line, all that penalty stuff, that's got to get fixed ASAP.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. And they better figure out a way to stop the run. And pressure the court. Those are the truths. You
and
can
the
save
truth
all your
is,
time. That's the truth.
Jaden is taking a lot of hits. I don't think he'll hold up cakes. If you had to bet, does he
You're
last the
a
season?
Moment of vulnerability.
That's the poll of the
you
day.
Miss one. He has to go through and not miss one single game.
Give him 16 out of 17. I say he's going to play 16 out of 17.
I'll give you the exact same question.
I'll go under that.
That's our poll of the day. Will Jaden last the season the way he's getting hit?
Sam Howell did.
I'm going to say maybe he misses a game or two. I don't think. A long-term injury.
Sam Howell was taking a beating
Knock
every week. We had the same conversations.
Yeah.
What's that? What Howell?
Did you laugh?
He was a battering ram.
Did you laugh that Indiana just pwned UCLA over the weekend? Owned them?
No, I wasn't.
He didn't know.
Well, now you know.
I was
you
more
know.
Worried about beating Valpo cakes.
Understood.
Yeah.
Which you did.
Which we did.
Good
Very
job.
Good.
Valparaiso. I had some great food there, too, by the way.
What's Valpo's campus like?
It's small. They used to have 5,000 plus students. Now they're down to like 2,900.
Really?
They're hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
You need some enrollment.
Yeah,
it's like the size of our high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a small campus. I was surprised. But they got a storied basketball history, I would say. All right, let's go to
teams.
Andy.
It's been a while.
Andy, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey. So, EB, I made that bet with you. And for the record, I did call and actually place the bet. That you guys would have a worse record than my Giants. I just wanted to say, one, I'll take my lumps. You know, luck has nothing to do with it. You guys won the game. At first, I thought the Giants were doing this bend, don't break defense when we stopped you the first time for a field goal, but then I just realized we suck.
Yeah, I don't buy into that.
You're
bend,
just
don't
realizing
break
that?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this, I'm sorry, what was that question?
He's saying you're just now realizing.
You're just realizing they suck. Just realizing.
No, our defense. I mean, I thought our defense, you know, would at least be, you know, serviceable. But, I mean, you guys just ran all over us, you know. And, you know, this is painful for me. I was born and raised in Washington. My dad's from New York. That's why I'm a Giants fan. And I actually I used to hate the Commanders a lot more than I do now, just because of Dan Snyder. I hated him so bad that when you guys drafted RG3, I got a license plate that said RG3 and out, and there was actually blog posts all over the internet on that.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think Jaden is going to last?
I think I don't know, man. I mean, that one hit he took, I thought he was done. He popped right back in. You know, I don't know. It's a different game now than when RG3 was playing. I mean, because, you know, he was kind of the birth of that whole running, sure, you know, RPO type quarterback. And I think teams are smarter about protecting. And I think there's just a long track record now of running quarterbacks, you know, having to be smarter. And I think, you know, Kingsbury is going to keep him safe. I mean, right, he's bigger
all
than
right
Kyle
Andy,
Murray.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah, Andy won't stop talking.
Thank you, Andy.
God bless him.
He'll never
stop talking.
Take that L.
Let's go to Kelly.
Did you win money from him in a bet? Like, it sounded like
I did a season long bet, I guess.
Okay, season long.
You hang up on him because he's on Bluetooth?
Crab's yelling at him right now.
All right, let's go to Mike. Chesapeake. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up,
hey,
Mike?
What's up, Mike? Buddy?
Hey, look, let me see this right quick. Y'all write this stuff down. Talk about it after I get off the phone. The offensive coordinator got to be able to get the ball to the people that paid to get hit, the running backs, the tight end, right, the receivers, and everything like that.
Yeah.
He got to run like Michael Vick. Michael Vick never got hit that hard. He got to learn how to get down or go out of bounds.
Yeah.
And when he don't see a receiver open, throw the ball away. Don't hold it too long until he get a hit. If you throw the ball away, they're not going to hit him. Throw the ball away.
Could have saved him on a few sacks.
Concepts.
Listen, I'm with him, though. There's a couple times where he was flushed, and he was trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he got sacked behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah. It was actually technically counter sack. He could save a hit somewhat. Throw it away.
He's going to learn these things.
Throw it away.
He's learning on the job. He's been doing it for 2 weeks.
Let's go to Sean in D.C. Sean, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Yeah, echoing that call, it's like when you start calling read options, not only are you kind of handicapping yourself as a quarterback developing, that's kind of a cheat. It's like baiting a trap with your body asking to get hit. And why are you know, running backs not getting signed to 10-year deals anymore? Their durability is gone. They know the more they get hit, you're taking years off your career. Why are we doing that with this kid? This kid's a good enough quarterback.
Because it's a big part of his game. You want to neutralize.
I get it, but him extending to try and get that first down, let's say he's out for 3 to 4 games.
Yeah.
Was that first down worth that?
Maybe, you know, they're not worried about long-term future.
But
Sean, listen, guys learn. Like Malik Nabers, he got destroyed by Frankie Louvu early in the game. I think it was their first drive. I mean,
look,
destroyed.
He's not the body type of Cam Newton. He doesn't look like a linebacker.
We understand.
I don't even trust him to do like a QB sneak. Don't even let him do that.
No, also, he'll be doing that.
You know, the option, the read option thing is just like another kind of, it's a cheat.
So
like,
when do you want him to use his legs? When do you want him to use his legs? Like
what, to extend plays when something breaks up. And he did that a lot yesterday. He's already made some plays, extended things that we haven't seen in the last, like 5 to 6 years,
sure,
maybe even 10.
So you don't like the design.
Talent.
You don't like design runs. You don't want no design runs,
especially where it's like, I mean, when we used to play, we saw like an option. There's always a guy who's got a hat on his hat, trying to hit him, trying to knock him out of the game because you're begging them to. I'm faking like I'm going to keep the ball. I'm a threat to run. Come hit me while I'm standing up, vulnerable,
right,
while I'm about to hand the ball
Thank
off
you,
to
Sean.
Running back.
Sean, yeah, my All point right. was, Nabers gets destroyed. He gets lit up. The next time he's in the game, after he had to go to the side to get checked for a concussion, he catches the ball on the sideline, and he ran out of bounds to avoid a hit. Jaden is going to learn these things as he gets more time and more reps.
When he brings up, though, the runs, and I think it might have only been 4 or 5 designed runs, Quinn said he was going to have to look at the film, right? Mm-hmm. I was looking back at what he did at LSU last year, and I don't have the breakdown of designed runs versus scrambles. But he had 327 passes, all right? He had 135 runs.
Mm-hmm.
So
10 a game.
Roughly a quarter of the times that he is not handing the ball off,
mm-hmm,
he's running.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A quarter. So 25% of the time that he's not handing it off to B-Rob or Eckler, he's running. He's going to take hits.
That number's artificially inflated because of the week one 16 carries. That's going to go down.
No, I'm talking about that's his DNA. That's his college DNA. So I don't think you're going to change him. And that's the reason he gets drafted so high. If you took away, you know, half of those runs in college, he probably doesn't win the Heisman.
No, probably not.
He's special because the defenses have to account for his running. So I think they're going to include designed runs every game
too.
Because they want the defense to have to scheme for that.
Sure. Right,
and by the way,
they want that threat there.
The year before that, his first year at LSU, he ran even more.
Mm-hmm.
So he carried the ball in 2 years at LSU over 300 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of carries, man.
It's what he does.
In less games.
Now, he's not going to do this like at the NFL level.
Right.
He's not going to carry the ball 180 times. But it's just part of his instinct.
He might carry it 150.
It's 10 a game. It's 170.
If he stays healthy.
I think it'll be less than that. But if he does... No, he won't because he'll get hit enough. He'll miss multiple weeks if he's carrying the ball
argument?
10 to 15 a game.
What about the argument? And Valdez has said this before when he's defended, I think, Lamar. What about the argument? And many have said this, that you're safer outside the pocket, kind of running on your own versus just standing in the pocket and just, like you say, guys rolling up on your knees, rolling up on your ankles and all that.
I think there's something to be said for it.
I mean, yeah, when Kyler Murray tore his ACL, it's because he was running outside the pocket and he tore his ACL.
Right, and Tom Brady tore his because he was in the pocket and it got rolled up on it.
Yeah, of course it can happen both ways. He just is exposed more. Yeah, Jason's right. This is what, in his complete seasons, 12 games as a freshman, 125 runs. Then his last season at Arizona State, 13 games, 138 runs. So roughly 10 per. Then first year at LSU, 14 games, 186 runs.
Yeah.
Brian
Last
Kelly
year,
said, we want you running.
12 games, 135 runs. He's averaged over 10 per game his entire collegiate career, and we have two games, very small sample size, 16 and 10.
Right, you're not gonna,
this is who he is.
You're not going to draft him to run 3 to 5 times per game when he shows up in the NFL. That's not happening.
No.
It's part of his game. It's part of the risk that you take when you draft him.
All right,
just say like a Drake May.
Eric, don't call me a hater. This is just what I'm seeing so far through two games and watching him a ton in college. He's got great top-end speed. He's not shifty. That's why he's taking those big hits. He doesn't have necessarily the agility that some of those other guys have.
Well,
that
the
can
smaller,
make
lower center of gravity guys naturally have that.
I'm just saying there's a lot of... I mean, yeah, that's part of it. He's exposing himself because he can't...
He's lankier.
He's lanky and he's running straight into guys.
Yeah,
and
I
think
understand.
That's what's going to get him necessarily probably more likely to get hurt than guys like Lamar or Russ, where they can wiggle around guys more.
Well, what is he, 2 inches taller than Lamar?
I mean, he just looks
he
like
runs
stiff.
Upright.
He's
though.
Upright. Yeah,
it's kind of like I mean, who am I thinking of? Remember when Michael Johnson, the sprinter,
right.
he just ran a little different than everybody else.
But can I just say, at what point do we give him credit for 500 rushes in college and didn't miss a game?
I think that's a valid argument.
He didn't miss a lot of games.
This is not new.
Yeah, that's what he's used to.
So this is kind of who he is, and he's been able to endure it before. Sure, the NFL is bigger, stronger, faster. I get it. Yeah, there's no argument. But he's proven to be able to withstand it. I mean, I guess the argument is just, he's just playing with fire, and it's inevitable.
Yes. The percentages are just going up and up and up and up.
They're going higher every time
he does it.
I can't deny that, but this is what he's done his entire career, and he's managed to stay healthy.
And they
maybe
know
he
that.
Has the iron lungs that you were talking about, or the iron ribs.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's... You know, they just say he's
bad.
Just built different. They're saying that like cliche.
Right.
Maybe he's just different. He can just handle it.
I think it's...
You think he's just been lucky?
Yes.
Like, you saw those hits in college. Those were massive hits, some of them. I mean, they were all like the senior highlights.
I think it's going to take its toll.
Yeah,
because these guys are hitting them are bigger and stronger and faster. So I think eventually it's going to take its toll.
I'm sure he'll get hurt.
No, but he still has to run. I'm agreeing with you there. He still has to.
I'm sure he'll get hurt. No one plays this game and doesn't get hurt. But
you know what? It doesn't mean it's a rib or an ankle or knee concussion.
That could happen too.
How many times has he been hit in the head already?
Yeah.
At least twice in the first game.
Right, but, and mean, then he's out for a month or 6 weeks.
Anybody could get a concussion.
I know. But the more you run, chances are you're going to get a concussion.
Hey, he led them on their first game-winning drive. He's got one game-winning drive in two games. Hey, it is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers.mios.com. We will do the Honda Huddle coming up next and get into some more notes from around the league. But let me tell you about
OSI Federal, in a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, is your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions. With unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment, OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs. From cybersecurity to seamless integrations, visit osifederal.com today and discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and system integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence. Time for our Honda huddle, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Contact them for a great deal today. So we spent a lot of time talking about Jaden Daniels. Let's take a look at the other rookie quarterbacks. All right, Jaden doesn't have any touchdown passes, but you know who else doesn't have a touchdown pass in two games?
Caleb Williams
and Bo Nix. Caleb Williams, Sunday Night Football last night, he took a beating. Didn't have Keenan Allen last night.
Yep.
Completed 23 of 37 balls, 174 yards, two picks, sacked seven times.
Man, I thought that Bears offensive line had been upgraded. Apparently not. If he's getting brought to the ground seven times in one game,
he got the ball back.
Adunze should have caught the ball. They ended up scoring on a run because Herbert scored. But I think that Adunze probably should have caught the play before that. Threw it a little high, but he got his hands on it. Kind of went right through his hands.
I thought DeAndre Swift would have a bigger impact rushing
he's
the ball.
He's done nothing
so far. Hasn't done a lot through two games.
Zippy.
I mean, he had 14 carries for 18 yards yesterday.
Look, he got the ball back with
Houston's
a minute 37 left.
Legit.
Down 19-13. So they needed a touchdown to win the game. And he started off with a 27-yard pass to Adunze. So they get to the 47, and I'm watching it, stayed up watching it, thinking, oh, maybe Caleb Williams is going to have a game-winning drive here. That'd be a great story.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has an incomplete pass, which was a drop. And then he gets sacked. And then he has to scramble again to avoid a sack.
Yeah.
And then he gets pressured again. Like, they were in his face fast.
This guy's kind of a bit player, but I give him props for still being in the league. DeAndre Carter, who was here for a year, kick returner, smallish receiver type. He had four targets, caught three balls last night from Caleb Williams.
And I'm proud of him.
Good for him.
The other rookie quarterback, Bo Nix.
He's got four
Whenever
picks.
I watch him, he's a dink and dunker.
Bo Picks. Oh, that's a good nickname. That's a great nickname.
He was 20 for 35 for 246 yards. His QBR was 32.
So it sounds like he's moving the ball. He's just making turnovers.
They're like the Commanders, except they don't even have Terry McLaurin. They don't have playmakers for him. It's a lot of short passing.
That is true. I mean, they don't have the studs on the outside that, you know, like a Tua would have. But
they also face the Steelers.
The Steelers. They made the Falcons look horrible in week one.
TJ Watt is just, he's a beast.
Yeah.
The Steelers, he causes problems every time he plays.
Mm-hmm. Two games, they've given up 16 points. So they don't need Justin Fields or Russell Wilson or whatever to do much. Justin Fields in two games. If you want to stack Jaden up against Justin Fields, he smokes him. Justin Fields in two games has thrown for 273 yards.
Mm-hmm. But he's taking care of the ball.
His two-game line.
He's not turning the ball over.
He's got one touchdown, no picks.
I mean, they got to score more than 13 points. Who are they playing next week?
Pittsburgh or...
They're playing the Chargers at home.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's a good one in the Steel City.
So the Chargers played Carolina yesterday.
Yep.
East Coast. I wonder if they're just staying on the East Coast.
They are. I saw that. Yep. Yeah. They're staying here.
So, Jaden right now, if you just did a rookie ladder... He's number one in terms of the quarterbacks by far.
Are there any other position guys that are just huge? Like
Neighbors.
Neighbors had a big day. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yesterday. Like for the first 2 weeks. Because Harrison didn't do
anything. Brian Robinson scored last week. I don't know how much.
Those are all the receivers.
Yeah. 50% of those six quarterbacks are just based on history. It's what I'm doing. Are going to be average.
I'm still team.
Average to below average.
Bo Picks.
I'm still teasing. Bo Picks is going to be good, and I think Caleb is going to be mercurial. I think he'll be up and down.
Can we talk about the decision in that game?
Which one are we talking about? Which game?
The Broncos game.
Which decision?
So they opted to kick a field goal with less than 2 minutes to go.
Okay.
Okay? They had one timeout left.
All right, so they made it 13-6.
It's the field goal, I think, happens with, I think it was sub 2 minutes. I'm trying to see exactly. 1:54 on the clock. Will Lutz hits a 29-yard field goal.
Such an under.
All right.
19 points.
Then Sean Payton doesn't do an onside kick.
No.
He kicks it off.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You realize he kicked it off, and they said it. They had one timeout left. So the math
so
was...
So just hoping they would cause a fumble, I guess.
I don't know.
That's what I
almost could... like had a brain freeze because they got the ball back. They actually did what they needed to do. Used the timeout. Mm-hmm. Then there was run.
Yeah.
Steelers had to punt it.
Yep.
They got the ball back.
With 9 seconds.
Okay, they got the ball back with 18 seconds left. Yep. They're on their, like, 10-yard line.
Fade Sean Payton.
What is he doing?
Their next two games, they're at the Bucs. You think they're winning that game?
No.
And then they're at the Jets.
What was Sean Payton doing?
I don't know.
Everybody in America thought this is an onside kick situation.
You know maybe he's tanking to get the number one pick.
Sean Payton always thinks, smartest guy. I'm the smartest guy in the room. You're not the smartest guy in the room.
I'm sure he was asked about it. Converting an onside kick now have never been lower. So maybe he's just hoping for a fumbled snap or like it punch a ball out.
He put all his
eggs. He said the odds are better for that.
Yeah, but the Steelers really just said, kneel, punt. You're going to have 10 seconds left to score a touchdown.
He's putting his future in Bo Picks. That's what he's gambling on. Best of luck to you, sir.
Bo Picks.
Hey, do you think of the hook for Zach Wilson?
Man, it's a bad quarterback bunch out there in Denver. Bo Nix, Wilson,
if
Stim.
Bo Picks gets benched for Zach Wilson, then I'll acknowledge I was wrong about Bo Picks.
Okay. Well, you're not going to see.
But until then, like, I'm still
Jason's
Bo
3-for-6. We're not going to see Penix this year, barring something unforeseen. Well, and we're not going to see J.J. McCarthy.
I mean, we're 1 week into the Falcons. Yeah. You don't know
I said
that.
Barring something unforeseen.
Right.
Right now, we're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 with a pair of tickets to Jeff Lynn ELO, the Over and Out Tour. It's Wednesday, September 25th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events.
If my man Kirk, he keeps stringing together duds, and we're going to see him later tonight, you will see Michael Penix by like midseason.
And BT Dub, if you have Isaiah Pacheco on your fantasy team, he broke his leg.
Oh, that's horrible news. Mm.
Tomorrow we are live from Monumental Sports.
Yep.
Should be a fun show. For EB, Cakes, Bish, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next. Here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.